and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, an executive editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to talk a little bit about SharePoint and the Yammer acquisition. So last year, Microsoft purchased the social technology Yammer and included it in its SharePoint platform. And Microsoft is also working hard to create tight integration between SharePoint, Yammer, Office 365, and other aspects of its portfolio. And while some industry observers have commended the purchase for being a real step up for SharePoint social networking capabilities, others are skeptical that this can really be a competitive positioning in the marketplace given some other alternatives such as Jive, which is also a collaboration platform. So for Microsoft shops, the answer may be that they will use Yammer because it's already part of the SharePoint suite. But does that make it a compelling social networking tool? Does it compete with other alternatives? So today I have Scott Robinson with me, a SharePoint and BI expert, and he's here to talk about some of the possibilities and the shortcomings of Yammer. So welcome, Scott.
Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So, Scott, as always, I have a few questions for you.
Sure.
So my first one is, you know, Microsoft purchased Yammer last year, and observers were pretty quick to criticize Yammer. Can you talk a little bit about why that is?
Yeah, I can. It was a very interesting acquisition, and in principle, it's easy to applaud, because basically it says that Microsoft is not trying to drag the world around by its nose in the area of social media, and that's very wise on Microsoft's part. For the most part, Microsoft has had a tendency to try to decide to tell us how to do things. Now, sometimes that works out, and sometimes it doesn't. It's worked out very well in the world of SQL Server. It's worked out very well in the world of the .NET platform. Everyone likes to do things the Microsoft way on the back end. But out front, social media already had such a lead on Microsoft that it would have been foolhardy for Microsoft to have tried to roll its own and try to drag the world with it. So the Yammer acquisition was Microsoft saying, we're going to get on board with what the world's already adapted to and the world's already used to. Yammer is rich. Yammer conforms to the way that we already like to do social media. And it was a big leg up and pushed Microsoft forward, not only in terms of SharePoint, which is now going in the right direction, but in terms of getting on board with a more cooperative mindset with the user universe. So the Yammer acquisition, on the face of it, was very exciting. The problem that we run into is that Yammer was Microsoft's choice. They went out and bought a technology, a social media technology, that lived in the cloud. Now, on some levels, that's a really smart thing to do because everything's moving to the cloud. In terms of moving their own technology forward rapidly, they may have tripped over themselves. A lot of people are out there criticizing the Yammer acquisition because it limits Microsoft in terms of how flexible social media can be when you're using Yammer and SharePoint together. And that's the biggest criticism.
Okay. So some limitations and constraints in terms of the features or working with other platforms?
Well, the problem that we get into is that any cloud-based technology, as cloud technology stands today, is going to be, by definition, a multi-tenant environment. Multi-tenant environments have to scale tremendously, and that means that they have to be very judicious in terms of their evolution. You can only change a multi-tenant environment a little bit at a time, because every small change could potentially have a devastating impact across your environment, across your platform. Now, when you talk about SharePoint in the cloud, Office 365, you're faced with the same limitation, and you and I have discussed this in the past. You get into a real problem when you try to customize heavily in a multi-tenant environment. That's the big limitation of Yammer with SharePoint, is that you can only customize it a little bit. That's a devastating limitation. It's one that eventually will overcome, I'm sure. But right now, it's something you have to weigh when you're making a decision about Yammer and SharePoint.
Okay, gotcha. So you started to allude to this a little bit. So how does the tool compare with something like a Jive?
Wow, getting into Yammer and Jive. A lot of people are out there talking about this, and it's an excellent conversation. The thing about Jive, in comparison with Yammer, is that it's far more developer-friendly. The people who use Jive like it because they can tweak it to high heaven, and they can make it work with just about anything. I had this experience a couple of years ago. In the Midwest, there's a big human resources company, and I worked with them for about 18 months, and this was a thing that we did successfully. We took the front end of an application that was a custom in-house app that had to be deployed in the field. People who were part of the company who were out there with their mobiles needed this app right there in their hands all day long while they were in the field. And what we needed to do was tie SharePoint content into this app. Now, Jive gave us an excellent API, an excellent interface for doing this customized front-end app, but providing the app with back-end SharePoint content. Works wonderfully. The thing is, it works wonderfully because it's not restricted to a cloud multi-tenant environment. You can take the Jive API and you can make Jive work any way you want it to. Now, you have to devote developer skills and developer resources to make that happen, but you have a lot more flexibility with Jive. The other side of that coin is Jive takes a lot of time and energy to implement, whereas Yammer with SharePoint is a piece of cake.
Right. And Jive is also relatively expensive.
Yes, it is.
Right. Okay. So we start to talk, get to this point a little bit. So what kinds of companies might not want to use Yammer as their collaboration tool?
Well, I think the biggest reason not to to use Yammer is restricting yourself in terms of your ability to tweak your applications that you want to be SharePoint hosted or that you want to have integrated with your SharePoint content. If you really tie yourself down when you say Yammer is going to be my interface. Now, Yammer is a rich interface. There's an awful lot of social media tools available. But you can't take apps that you want to host for your, say, your customer base and do very much with them. You're better off customizing SharePoint with a public-facing deployment that's hosted on-premises, or you're better going with Jive, despite the expense. You can't tweak Yammer very much at all. So that would be one big reason. Another thing you really have to wrestle with is the fact that Yammer, when it interfaces with SharePoint Search, basically produces two searches, a hybrid search. You've got the Yammer search, and you've got the content search in SharePoint. And basically what SharePoint is doing is it's taking the results of the Yammer search and surfacing them in the SharePoint result. Now, that's fine, but we really don't have true integration there. You still have to visually sort through this and that and this and that. So if that's an inconvenience, Yammer's not what you want. You would want a unified search, a real unified search, rather than a hybrid federated search.
And is that the fault of SharePoint Search, given that it's still a little bit immature, as I think we've talked about in the past?
I think that to some degree that's true. I think that the federated hybrid search fix is just a patch. I don't think that this hybrid approach is really what users want. I think if you're using Yammer and you're using SharePoint, you want Yammer to be a front end where the user doesn't know that the back end is actually divvied up. Now, if you use Jive, as we were saying earlier, you don't have that problem. You can customize it to high heaven. You can't customize the search results if you're integrating Yammer with SharePoint. You're going to get this hybrid result, and that's just the way it works today. Do I think they're going to overcome that? Yes, I do, and I think they're going to do it quickly. Assuming that Yammer does take off in a SharePoint context. But right now, it's just kind of, I don't know, squirrely. It doesn't look good. It doesn't work efficiently. It's a cluttered result.
So now let's talk a little bit about what, on the upside, what is compelling about the SharePoint Yammer integration and maybe also some other ways that Microsoft can improve it. We've started to talk a little bit about search.
Well, one great thing about the Yammer is that it's so simple to use. Basically, you've got a social media interface that is more mature, easier to use, more intuitive than Microsoft's own SharePoint or own social media interface, and that's a good thing right off the bat. All you have to do, basically, to make this work is install web parts that are provided for you. Now, these operate on several levels. You've got a full primary web part that will give you full Yammer interface that's compatible with the new SharePoint. SharePoint 2013 offers a Yammer interface that can be easily popped into a SharePoint site and power you're off and running with Yammer. If you're using SharePoint 2007, the MOS release, or the 2010 version, there's a light version, a light web part that you can embed that will give you most of the functionality you want in a new site or in existing sites. That's really all it takes. And this federated hybrid search functionality I just mentioned, that's out of the box too. It's a little bit kludgy in terms of presentation, but it does work. So if you're looking for a rapid deployment of social media and you have SharePoint available, even if you're two releases back, you can have it up and running in no time. That's the big draw of Yammer. Now, there are some limitations and some things that Microsoft needs to address. We've already talked about search. They need to get search working where it's truly integrated and truly invisible in terms of that integration to the user. Another thing they need to do is deepen the Outlook integration. And I think you came across this in a talk you attended recently. It was mentioned that Outlook integration directly from Yammer is one of the best things that Microsoft can do to get the product up and running. Now, why is that? Well, one thing we love about SharePoint and its search functionality right now is that you can dive through your Exchange servers and pull tremendous amounts of content into your search results from Exchange. Now, that's fantastic, and that's useful on many levels. The problem is that we don't have a direct Yammer to Exchange interface yet. Microsoft has not put that out in the product. Once that's there, Yammer is going to be golden. That's going to be truly useful.
So, yeah, and can you talk a little bit about how that would change the user experience, being able to have that integration between Outlook and Yammer? What could you do with that?
Well, it's useful both when you're sitting down and doing head-down work, and it's useful in the field. A thing that we need to do to make ourselves better in the way we do business today is we need to get a complete picture when we're in decision-making scenarios. Now, some of those scenarios happen out in the field. Some of them happen in the office. But in any case, when we need to know about a subject, we need to know everything, and we need it at our fingertips, and we don't have time to fool around taking days to pull things together. The whole point of the search strategy that Microsoft is employing is to give those comprehensive, across-the-enterprise results with the touch of a button. That's what search has been shooting for all this time in an enterprise context. Now, if they can do that through Yammer, where we can pull in results from Exchange, and Exchange results include communications, both internal and between clients and business partners and so on, and the attachments to those exchanges. All of that content is value in a decision-making scenario. Now, what we want to see happen is we want it to not be a two-step journey to get that information into the hands of the person who's making a decision. They need to sit down, fire off a query, and get their result. Now, when you're just sitting down using SharePoint, you can do that. SharePoint search has come a long way. It's not so simple when you're trying to just go through Yammer and surface results from Exchange. You have to hop through SharePoint. It's a two-step hop. If they can eliminate that extra hop, you'll have a more efficient, more comprehensive, more useful result. And that, I think, is one of the big things that we need to see in the next release.
Okay. So now, finally, we've covered a lot of ground here, but maybe we could just summarize kind of the pros and the cons of Yammer as a technology where SharePoint is concerned.
We sure can. The pros of Yammer in a SharePoint context are easy deployment, very economical to deploy, enhanced functionality at very little cost and trouble to achieve, an interface that doesn't need very much tweaking out of the box, an interface that's superior to SharePoint's own social media interface. The downside is, because it's a cloud technology, Yammer is not very tweakable. It's sort of an extra step, an extra layer on top of SharePoint, which is fine from a user interface point of view, but functionally difficult in terms of pulling things out of the CMS. It is less expensive than alternate technologies, but it is also less sophisticated in terms of its interface for developers. The API is not there. So it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. If you want to get out into the field fast with social media, Yammer's the way to go. If you want to piggyback on functionality that your users are already familiar with, it's the way to go. If you want public-facing functionality and you want it quickly and cheaply, it's the way to go. If, however, you're looking at customization, if you're trying to translate existing apps into a Yammer-faced environment, it's not going to be so easy.
So, as always, this has been very helpful for me, and I hope for our listeners in terms of what kinds of options they have for collaboration software. So, thanks, Scott, for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
And for more on SharePoint and on social media, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.